Hey, Chris Johnson here, and I've been a fucking rudderless ship the past couple months, more so than usual. I mean, if you've been listening to me for a long time, you probably thought, motherfucker, you've always been just fucking aimlessly wandering the earth with no clear direction or drive or passion for fucking anything. And you wouldn't be wrong in saying that, but I've always felt pretty comfortable with that. I've always thought, like, you know what, I'm fine. Who gives a shit? I'm gonna just keep going in one fucking direction, keep walking forward. Eventually I'll get fucking somewhere, and maybe that somewhere I get is gonna be a place I fucking like. Just try to fucking not think too far ahead. It'll drive my fucking ass crazy, and just, like, enjoy fucking shit as it comes. But ever since my buddy's death, man, things are fucked up. My buddy Chops died, 2 months ago? God damn it. And time's like fucking flying by. I mean, it's not really flying by. Time never really flies by. I never really buy into that shit. You notice the passage of time when you stop to fucking look back on shit. Because, like, a lot has fucking happened in the fucking 2 months that he's been gone. Like, fucking Christmas happened. Fucking Bill's playoff game happened. Fucking, you know, decorations. I've had all these appointments. Like, a lot of shit has actually gone down in my fucking world since it happened. But, like, it's still, like, fucking surreal. I'm at the point where, like, I know he's fucking gone. You know, it just fucking crystallizes. Like, fucking gets solid for you. Like, you expect it. I no longer expect the fucking messages. I still think, like, a lot of shit, like, I wish I could fucking send him the message, but I know he's not fucking there anymore. It's not like the first couple weeks where it was like, I gotta fucking text him. How the fuck hasn't he sent me a message back? Like, I get it now. I was at my therapist the other day. I've been going to my therapist a fucking ton more than usual lately. I don't know how comfortable I am with it. I get very frustrated with myself for constantly needing therapy. I know I shouldn't feel that way, but I fucking do feel that way. Because, like, when I went after the divorce, I went fucking repeatedly. And eventually I was able to, like, space out the appointments and do, like, a few times a year. Fuck, my therapist even retired once for a full fucking year. And I managed to fucking survive that. But now, like, god damn it, I've been there the last 3 fucking months. This is the first time that's happened since the divorce. Like, I'm a fucking maniac right now. I've just been having a tough time dealing with shit. You know what it's like? I explained this to my therapist in the office. And it's a fucked up metaphor. But it's, like, the best way I can fucking describe it. My head is like, picture like your fucking head. And, like, when everything's clear, like, there's, like, nothing in there. It's like a fucking, like, beach scene or some shit. You know what I mean? Like, picture whatever the fuck you find peaceful. A fucking empty room or whatever the fuck. And that's how, like, your mind is, like, normal times. Every now and then I can get myself fucking clear and there's gonna be, like, nothing in my head. But there's like, a box in the corner. And it's filled with fucking wild animals. And it's not like a fucking chest that's sealed. It's like a fucking cardboard box. So every now and then the fucking raccoon pops his head out and I gotta fucking go back there and scare him and go, fuck! And then he just, you know, jumps back into the fucking box. You know, things get back to normal. But, like, that box is, like, all the crazy bullshit that is rattling around in my fucking head. And for fucking years, I've been wrangling up these goddamn animals. Some of them easier to catch. Like, if it's a possum, I can just yell boo, and they fucking fall on the ground. I can catch them because they play dead. It's a fucking hilarious joke, goddammit. But basically, that's what I've been doing. I've been fucking gathering up all the fucking wild animals that have been clawing at the inside of my fucking brain for the last, how old am I? 37 fucking years, and I've been putting them in this fucking box so I don't cause any more trouble. Well, when Chops fucking died, that box fucking tipped over because I couldn't watch it anymore because it was focused on other bullshit. Now the animals are fucking running free and I gotta fucking catch them all over again. So, like, my fucking head is all over the place. And I'm just trying to, like, calm myself down all the time and just trying to, like, fucking, like, just find my fucking way again. I feel fucking lost. It's really weird. When I was with my ex-wife, you lean on certain people for things. And not in, like, a fucking, like, you're using them, but, like, you got a fucking relationship you're gonna lean on people you give a fuck about. And you know what he gave me that I can't have back? A sense of fucking normalcy. Even during the fucking divorce. He would talk to me about the fucking divorce. He was on my side about the fucking divorce. But, like, he just gave me that fucking sense that I wasn't a goddamn maniac all the time, and I could just talk to him and just escape from just fucking everything because he was just fucking there. And now I don't have that, and like nothing else can, like, give me that. And then, like, sometimes I try to reach out to people about, like, shit, but, like, I don't know how much I should or how much I can. And there's certain people I can reach out to about certain things. It's just, like, I don't know what I want. I don't know what I fucking need. I just think, like, what the fuck am I doing? Why did I fucking just say fucking anything? Like, should I have just fucking, like, talked to myself or told the fucking cats or something just to fucking get it out? I guess what I'm saying is I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And I have no idea how to know what I'm doing anymore. It's like that fucking death sent off a chain reaction of bullshit in my fucking mind, and I can't put anything back together. Those fucking animals are loose, and I can't gather them up again. I spent fucking years trying to fucking calm everything down, and I did, and then you fucking look away from the goddamn box for a couple fucking days to go to a wake and a funeral and just fucking bawl for fucking hours, and then they're fucking loose. The animals are loose in my brain again. I can't put them back. I always wonder, like, am I gonna be like this forever? And is it okay if I'm like this forever? Like, am I always going to struggle? Because sometimes I feel like I don't struggle. But then, like, something happens and it fucks everything up. Like, I feel like if everything's normal and everything's balanced, then I can maintain my fucking equilibrium. But, like, when a fucking bomb goes off in your fucking world, everything goes to shit. And I try to tell some people about it. But, like, it's not good enough. Like, the answers aren't good enough. And the thing, like, nothing's good enough. I don't know what is good enough. I don't even know if I'm good enough. Okay. You know what I mean? But, you know, the squirrels are chewing on the fucking power cords in my brain. I gotta go get them. It's a goddamn nature preserve up there. And I gotta wrangle these assholes up. I'll keep you posted on my progress. I expect it to be slow and shitty. And I don't expect anything to be accomplished. But I expect to be in one piece. I'm not worried about fucking dying anymore like I was however many years ago. So, like, at least I'll be alive and doing this to fucking keep whatever sanity I got. I'll be back. Sundays and Wednesdays is when new podcast episodes come down. I'm on Apple Podcast and Google Play and Spotify. The host is Podbean. You can download the app and carry me around in your pocket. You can follow on Instagram at maybe 5 minutes or on Twitter at Johnson Hates You or on Facebook too, because the podcast will be in the timeline for you too.